so happy it's Tuesday, Tuesday, Tuesday.
I'm so this happy it's Tuesday, HDN.
Tuesday, today is Tuesday.
Well, look at that. We all survived the long natal day weekend.
Yes, we did. And let's start off with some great concert news.
No, let's start off with the fact that you didn't realize that natal day was a provincial holiday. And you know what? Neither did I. And we looked it up and lo and behold.
Yeah.
It's not, because it is Halifax's birthday and Dartmouth's birthday. That was what it was traditionally.
Exactly. I always thought that in the term natal day was reserved for Halifax, Dartmouth, and that other municipalities in the province called the August holiday something completely different.
But originally, natal day, and natal from the Latin meaning birth, they wanted to have the railway put through or something, and it didn't. It wasn't quite complete, so Halifax just went, well, we'll eat the cake. We'll celebrate it. It'll be our birthday. How about that?
Yeah, we'll light off the fireworks and call it a day.
Dartmouth goes, oh, wait a second. Look at us over on this side of the harbor. And it became all about me. Meaning Halifax. But basically, it is a provincial holiday in Nova Scotia. Mm-hmm. That's natal day, so happy birthday.
There you go.
That would have been a great tidbit of information, on the natal day show.
Yeah.
But that's
gone.
Where
were you 5 days ago, pal?
But we have that for next year.
Hey, concert news. Richard Marx is coming to Casino Nova Scotia. He's going to play the Schooner Showroom on August the 17th.
That's fantastic. You know what would be even more fantastic?
Mm.
If you made that announcement back in 1986.
Oh, come on. He does have his first studio album in 10 years. It's called Beautiful Goodbye.
Uh-huh.
And it has just been released. And the Halifax date is part of the North American tour to support that album.
Mm-hmm.
It does go on sale. Tickets go on sale, I should say, on Thursday if you want to get them for the Schooner Showroom show on October 17th.
You know, Richard Marx was on the Adam Carolla podcast a while back.
Oh,
interesting
yeah?
guy. I mean, he's been there, done that. He was the top guy in town there for a couple of years in the 80s and did a lot of things. And he was on a lot of other people's records because he's an incredible musician. Anyway, he's fascinating. I'm sure he'll bring some of those stories to the casino as well.
Oh, so. Hopefully, yeah. His career kind of got lost in the mullet. You know, people just sort of think of him as the fluffy ballad guy.
Kind of like Peter Frampton. People think of him as that boy with the long blonde hair. And the fact is, he was a hell of, and still is, a hell of a guitar player.
And bald as a cue ball now, if I remember correctly.
But you see, it doesn't matter. That's one of the rare cases where his good looks got in the way of his talent.
Mm.
He was an innovative guitarist. He invented a lot of things that made wonderful sounds from his guitar.
Yeah.
The stuff he did with Frampton's Camel and Humble Pie, those were great. I mean, he was an incredible artist. And then he went out on his own and became a pop star. And he didn't want that. Behind the Music with Peter Frampton. Sorry, I just kind of went off on a thing there.
No.
We were talking about Richard Marx.
Yes.
Yeah, he's good.
Coming to town.
He's good. He's doing God's work.
Richard Marx, good. Tickets on sale Thursday. St. Mary's University. Ooh, looking spiffy.
Mm-hmm.
They have finished the I don't know, can you say re-sodding? No, because it's artificial turf. The re-carpeting. Let's just call it turf replacement, okay? At Husky Stadium.
They just got the stadium carpeted.
Yes, wall-to-wall carpeting.
But it was artificial turf before.
Yes.
I know, because I've skinned my knee on that a few times.
Yeah, exactly. But it was old and needed replacing, and so they have put in a lovely two-tone by the looks of things, a dark green and a lighter green, and a nice big SMU logo in the middle, and then the St. Mary's logo on the... Are those the end zones? I guess they're technically called the end zones with the big Husky cartoon.
I mean, technically, yeah, that's the
end
zone.
Is that what they're called? The end zones?
That's the end zone.
All right. I'm not a football
You're
person.
You're such a sports person.
I know.
I love how you said it, too. And they put the big dog's head in the end zone. I'm sure that the players will really appreciate the fact that it is new and modern. Things have come a long way with artificial turf in the last little while.
Oh, yeah.
When they first had artificial turf on there, I remember the players used to hate going to the stadiums that had it because if they'd fall on their arm, they'd get like a horrible rug burn. Like it was the worst. Yeah. Just, you know, it'd be like road rash. And then they made it and they put little pieces of rubber in there to make it almost like dirt. And it's really come a long way.
Mm.
So it'll be fun to fall on, I'm sure, guys.
No, it's looking good, and hopefully it won't be too much longer before we get some good seating in there as well, because I think they had to tear down the cement bleachers that they had that were just crumbling, and I mean, they had been blocked off for years anyway. You couldn't even use them because they weren't safe, and they finally demolished that whole end of it.
Do they have new ones up yet?
Not to my knowledge.
So the already very small seating capacity of that tiny stadium is even smaller?
Well, unless they bring in temporary, yeah.
We need a stadium in this city. Need a stadium in this city.
Well, now we got Big Bad Bertha to contend with.
Oh?
We have our second hurricane of the season.
And Bertha sounds like she's going to be packing a wallop. Doesn't Bertha sound like the kind of storm that'll do damage?
Bertha sounds like a storm you don't want to mess with.
Really? She's carrying a stick.
That's right.
She's got a bone to pick with Halifax and... No, is it coming our way?
Well, fingers crossed. It looks like it's going to be passing south of us, and we might get some good soaking rain out of it, but certainly nothing like what Arthur brought our way.
Is there such a thing as a small, thin woman named Bertha?
I don't think in the history of the world there ever has been.
No, it's like Ethel and Mildred. You know, those are older woman names.
Mm-hmm.
My theory is that they were Candies and Bambies at a young age, and they changed somewhere around the 50 to 60 year old.
Oh, yeah.
Candies turn into Ethels.
Yes.
And same thing with Bertha.
Okay.
Maybe it was a Tiffany, and then she put on a few pounds. Lo and behold, Bertha.
Bertha. Well, Bertha
I apologize, by the way, to any young, thin, small, boned Berthas that are listening right now. Write us and prove me wrong, and I will apologize on the next podcast.
Anywho, it looks like Bertha is going to be passing pretty far south of us, so it doesn't look like she's going to cause too much chaos, but could bring some wet weather towards the end of the week.
Yeah, if she passes south, then that's the wet weather. It's when she goes to the north of us. That's when we get that weird wind event like Arthur brought us. What does Frankie McDonald have to say about it?
Haven't seen Frankie McDonald yet.
We'll keep our eyes and ears open, and if we have any new Frankie McDonald forecasts, we will post them on the website at jamieandlisa.ca.
So Ralph Henneberry is going back to selling his golf balls. He has been given a reprieve. I don't know if you heard about Ralph's story.
Mm-hmm.
Ralph is 78 years old. 79 years old, sorry. Spends much of his days collecting, polishing, and sorting golf balls. Now, he gets them from various sources, friends, family. He seeks them out, looks for them as well. And then once he gets them, he puts them up for sale on St. Margaret's Bay Road on Friday afternoons and on the weekends. He just sets up his little table and puts out his golf balls, and he sells them to folks who are, you know,
on their way to Granite Springs, for instance.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And he's been doing that for like 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, last week he's there selling his golf balls, and all of a sudden a car pulls up, guy jumps out, starts snapping pictures of him. And when old Ralph asks what gives, gentleman tells him that he's with the city, the bylaw department, and, you know, starting...
He needs a license to sell balls.
Yeah, he's got to... it was a compliance officer who told him he needed a vendor's permit, and, you know, if he wants to apply for one, he'll help him fill out the paperwork, but unfortunately, golf balls aren't on the list of things that one can sell from the side of the road.
So flowers and lobsters, things like that are fine.
Pies. There's the pie lady that goes around, drives
flowers
around.
And lobsters and pies. Oh, my.
Yeah, yeah.
But well, not golf balls.
Yeah, the city officially says you can sell flowers, art, and food on some Halifax roads, but never golf balls. Now, I say Ralph should perhaps polish up those golf balls and maybe put some paint on them.
Yeah.
Turn them into, you know, a little bit of abstract art.
Seriously, if he just got a brush and just put one little brush stroke on just one side of the balls, or just sprayed them with something, that would count as art.
It would then, but...
Folk art.
We've got someone who's come to the rescue.
Oh?
Yep, Halifax couple has offered up their commercial property just up the road so he can sell his golf balls on their private property, and no one will bother him. I guess once the story broke, some 500 signatures were collected to get the city to reverse its decision. But Tamara Barker Watson was reading the paper to her husband last Saturday, and they found the article about Ralph. Well, it turns out the couple owns Whitestone Developments, which has its head office just up the road. So they apparently get some, like, 14,000 cars drive past their property every day and said, hey, Ralph, you want to come sell your golf balls? Sell them in our driveway on Fridays and on the weekends. No permit required.
Be great if you put the logo of our company on each and every ball, though. Here's a little stamp for you.
Mm.
Well, what the hell? That's you know free what? Enterprise at its best, right there.
They're just, you know, they just wanted to help. Mm-hmm. She said, I felt so humbled by that man. He was so thankful and so appreciative. And basically said, you know, these are the types of people we should be trying to help out, not shut down.
Yeah.
I mean, he's, you know, 79 years old and he's out every weekend in the summer. He's been doing this for close to 15 years. Like, you know, why? So anyway, Hennebery says that, you know what, he's very thankful for this. And in return, she and her husband will never have to buy golf balls again.
He's paying them in balls.
Exactly.
Okay.
So I want to get your opinion on something. I don't know if you've heard about this yet. AMP Radio in Calgary has become the very first in Canada to implement a new radio format. It promises twice as many songs per hour as conventional radio stations.
Because they play two songs at the same time.
No, close enough. It's called Quick Hits. This is the new format. And it takes songs that are 3 to 4 minutes and edits them down to about half the length so the listeners don't get bored.
Well, you know what? That's what KTEL Records used to do. They'd fade the song out after the first couple of minutes just so that they could fit more onto the record. Top 40 radio used to do that all the time. You could not have a hit song on Top 40 radio if it was over 3 to 3.5 minutes for the longest time. That's why the Don McLean's with American Pie and the Beatles with their Hey Jude's kind of blew that out of the water. But for the longest time, if the song was longer than a certain period of time, the radio stations would edit the living shit out of it. I mean, that's just what they did.
Mm.
And so a lot of us grew up listening to edited music anyway. We just didn't know about it. Mm. AM radio, that's what they did. FM came along and said, oh no, we're going to play the full thing. You want to hear American Woman, you're going to hear that little acoustic guitar bit at the beginning. Or if you want to hear, you know, we'll play Stairway to Heaven in its entirety.
Mm.
That's what FM radio did. And slowly but surely, FM radio took over, but they never actually got back down to that chopping songs up and playing, you know, just the hits. But that's old school radio. If anything, they're taking a page from history. They're not doing something new.
Hmm, interesting. Well,
and the purists, my God, nowadays, if you want to hear the full song, all you have to do is click one button on your phone and you've downloaded the damn thing from iTunes.
Mm.
So really, a radio station that's just playing clips of songs or shortened down versions, I don't think there's any problem at all. We've got such short attention spans right now and no memory whatsoever.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how this falls because the format just launched in the U.S. in September. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this hasn't even been around a year yet. Stations in the U.K. and Australia planning to introduce the Quick Hits format within the next 6 months. And again, AMP in Calgary, the first in Canada to go that route.
The same thing goes for censoring. You get a lot of artists that censor their music. Pink does this. She'll put out censored versions of her songs that can play on the radio. And the other artists that don't do that, guess what? Their songs are going to be censored by some program director and producer at whatever station wants to play your music but can't play the F-bomb or whatever.
Right.
And that has gone on forever and a day. Mm. It's only the really smart musicians that make their own shortened versions of the songs or censored clean versions of the songs that are available whatever.
I mean, I think that is one thing. But to take a four-minute tune and just, you know, completely cut out verses and choruses to make it fit into a minute and a half, it's like...
All right. Well, first of all, this is a top 40 station, isn't it?
Yeah.
Think about the top 40 music that's being played right now. It's not verses and choruses. It's like, oh my God, Johnny just went to war and I have no idea what's going on. It's like, no. It's like shine bright like a diamond over and over 30 times or 20 times. Which one do you want?
Okay, point taken.
Okay, that's what they're dealing with here.
It's not like they're taking Stairway to Heaven and turning it into a 2-minute tune.
Stairway to the cumulus clouds. Not quite all the way to heaven. Well, there's another podcast under our belt.
Yes.
Look at that. We're back again tomorrow and it's already going to be hump day. Can you believe it?
We're going to edit it down to a minute and a half.
No, we did that last week.
Yeah.
Less than a minute.
See, we were ahead of our time.
So we'll see you on Wednesday.
Until then.